Meet Glenn Kelly.
You can see there are hardwood floors throughout the home. Is that Glenn Kelly?
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn is broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Tycoon Takeover. This is your host, Glenn Kelly, the owner and broker of record of the greatest real estate company on the planet, Glenn Kelly Real Estate. You know, before we start the show, I want to say thank you to a very special icon in the real estate world. I'm buying, selling, and flipping real estate now for over 20 years. And she's my superior. She's in the business for over 30 years. I know she's listening right now. Moments before we went on the air, 30-year veteran, worked at many, many other competing real estate companies, and it is official as of tonight. Where is she hanging her real estate license? You guessed it, Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Why? Because just like I've been saying, day after day, we are the best, end of story, case closed, no artificial commission cuts, no ridiculous office fees of any kind. You name it, Glenn Kelly Real Estate's got it. We will have more on this. We will go live with the announcement tomorrow, but I know you're listening. She knows it. The greatest real estate company on the planet, Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Okay, tonight's show is going to be very special. We're going to talk to a lot of guests tonight. We're going to talk about mortgages. We're going to talk about real estate. But in the end, this show will truly be remembered for its significance with learning about and battling cancer. As you know, Glenn Kelly Real Estate is very intricately involved in giving back to the community, and we have a lot of charity benefit shows and whatnot. Now, what would be a better format to talk openly about such an important cancer than to have a huge outlet like Tycoon Takeover with so many listeners and followers? This is what it's all about. Everyone knows that the show Tycoon Takeover has definitely truly superseded everyone's expectations. And just like most of the things that Glenn Kelly Real Estate does, we are the innovators in real estate marketing and real estate advertising. That's just undisputable. And tonight, we're going to bring the world something special, something that's going to be very unique. And I'm very happy to definitely be a part of tonight's episode. Now, everyone knows this, but you know, we also have a side to myself where if you know me for a long time, you know I've been affected by this, but I'm also a very private person, so sometimes I don't really talk about it as much. But when we take a look at tonight's show, it's so near and dear to me because so many family members I've lost to cancer, not only family members, but friends, families, and colleagues. I lost my grandfather, John Kelly Sr. I lost my grandmother, Patricia Kelly, and I lost my uncle. He was just 37 years old, Kevin Kelly. You know, I love you guys. I miss you guys terribly. Branding Glenn Kelly Real Estate with charitable organizations and whatnot that can help to try to find a cure for people is what it's all about. You guys, I'm always thinking about you. This show is absolutely dedicated in your memory. Really, truly, we love you guys and we miss you guys. Now, I can't say enough about how much these special people played in developing not only myself, but also the creation of my dream, that being Glenn Kelly Real Estate. In saying all that, I have lost so many friends and colleagues from my past. And still to this very day, so many family, friends, and colleagues are presently still battling cancer every single day. To all of you, I love you guys. Now, it brings things to a different level here on Tycoon Takeover. And as you know, there are many big things happening here at Glen Kelly Real Estate. Huge things, to say that. Very, very soon, we're going to be making some monumental announcements. Now, tonight, Glen Kelly Real Estate is proud and honored to take part in a very special episode here on Tycoon Takeover that truly, truly, truly has never been done before. Now, as we all know, each and every week, special guests will join us live here on Tycoon Takeover, not only to promote Glen Kelly Real Estate taking over the New Jersey real estate market, but also our true focus on the community involvement and the charitable events that we produce every single year. And this year is going to be no different and nothing shy of absolutely spectacular. I mean, we can't go live with a lot of stuff now, but when you hear what's coming, we are going to make history in 2016. Mark my words, it's going to happen. So no matter what, if you like the bold, stylish marketing or whether it's you love Glen Kelly Real Estate for the commitment to excellence with the charity involvement, Glen Kelly Real Estate has by far the highest social media score. Hands down, it's undisputable. And we owe that to our special partnerships that we've done with all these amazing charitable events. So special thanks to all the NFL superstars, Hoobastank, the band, WWE and TNA icons, Lita, Kurt Angle, The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, Jake the Snake Roberts, Tatanka, Robbie E., Men on a Mission, Mick Foley. It goes on and on and on. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and from every agent at Glen Kelly Real Estate. Thank you so much for branding with us and helping raise a lot of money for all these charitable events that we're associated with. Because it was these strategic partnerships that helped Glen Kelly Real Estate build such an amazing online presence. So as we all know, Tycoon Takeover broadcasts every Tuesday night, and we will conduct an open forum live on real estate, money, buying and selling real estate, you name it. And of course, if you are interested in buying and selling real estate, you know the only broker to call is Glen Kelly Real Estate, 732-244-0567. And you could also visit us online at www.glenkelly.com. And yes, that is a huge plug, the biggest plug of tonight. So we're also going to discuss life, success, relationships, charity, charitable events, and pretty much anything you want to talk about. So now all the logistics are out of the way right now. So let's start talking to our guests. So our first guest is definitely someone very special to me. She holds a lot of accolades that are just very, very impressive to announce. She is a true philanthropist, an unbelievable animal lover. She volunteers at local animal shelters countless times over the years. She's a former prom queen at Manasquan High School. She's a proud aunt and godmother to her beloved little Alex. The woman's a world traveler to exotic places like the African savannah, spiritual healing places in Brazil. She's a very, very beautiful person inside and out. She had her entire world changed when she was unfortunately diagnosed with cancer. I'm proud and honored to even say that she is a friend of mine. Now, she's going to be talking with us tonight about this rare form of cancer, and she'll be able to give us some insight onto this particular type of cancer. Now, if you want to learn more after the show, please visit www.cordomafoundation.org. That's www.cordomafoundation.org. It's well worth your time to explore. I went on prior to the show. I did my donation for Glen Kelly Real Estate to this incredible charity. I'm very happy to get involved with it. Now, my guest is absolutely one of the strongest, most courageous women I know. So this very day, she is a true fighter. Please help me welcome Tiffany Benner to the show. Tiffany, are you there?
Glen, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. How are you making out?
I'll make it out okay. I'll tell you a little bit about chordoma. It's an extremely rare type of bone cancer that shows up in your spinal cord or in the base of your skull. And it goes undiagnosed for a lot of people for many years because this type of cancer, it's not going to show up in your blood work. A lot of people, they don't necessarily feel ill. It's more the symptoms start off as you might have something as common as what I had, which was low back pain, which is something everyone probably can complain about every now and then, is having low back pain. But for me, when I was 29 years old, I was having this low back pain, and it just got to be more and more persistent. And then actually one day the pain was really bad, and I actually went numb in my hips. I couldn't feel my hips. So I went to my doctor, back to my doctor, because I had been complaining about this pain for a good 2-3 years about this back pain. And it was always, oh, well, maybe it's because you wear high heels, or maybe it's because you're a runner. And then when I finally brought up the fact that I didn't have feeling in my hips, they said, okay, well, something must be compressing a nerve. Let's send you for an MRI. I went and got this MRI. I'm 30 years old, newly married. They tell me that I have a mass on my sacrum, which is the very end of your spinal cord, and that I need to go see a very specialized orthopedic oncologist. And at the time, I had actually just quit my job. I was about to start a new job. So I was in between jobs. There's no history of cancer in my family whatsoever. I was very healthy, you know, ate all organic. As I mentioned, I was a runner, so very healthy. So even though they told me I had a mass on my sacrum, I wasn't thinking cancer. I was thinking it's a cyst or scar tissue, just something not cancer. And I ended up going to see a doctor at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. And I was hoping I'd go in there and they, you know, do their tests and their MRIs and their scans and their biopsy and just tell me that it's nothing serious. But they ended up telling me that it was, in fact, cancer. And I was admitted right away into the hospital because they needed to do surgery within, the next week or so, because my tumor had gotten to be so big that it was actually compressing some nerves that went to my bladder. And it was affecting at that time my bladder and my kidneys. So it was pretty serious. I ended up having a very radical surgery to remove my sacrum. So it was about 5 vertebrae of my spine, of my lower spine, and staying in the hospital for 2 months. And at that time I thought, I got out of the hospital after 2 months and I went through a ton of physical therapy to just be able to walk again, because you come out of the hospital after surgery like that, you can't even walk. You have a walker, then eventually the crutches. And I thought it was behind me that the surgery was done. They told me that with this type of cancer, that the hope is that, they do surgery, they get clear margins, and they cut it out, and it doesn't come back again. Because, unfortunately, with chordoma, there is no treatment on the market for it. So there is no chemotherapy. There is no drug. When the tumors are large, there is no type of radiation that is going to stop this cancer. So when it's discovered, surgery is usually what everyone goes to first if it's diagnosed correctly as chordoma, and the hope is that it doesn't come back. Unfortunately for me, I went back for my 6-month checkup scan and it had come back and it had metastasized to 9 different tumors all along my spinal cord from the top of my neck, just spread all over. So that was a big, I was hoping that it wasn't going to come back. And since then, since as I mentioned, there is no drug on the market that treats it, and once you have something like 9 tumors in your spinal cord, things like radiation and surgery are not even that safe because you have so many nerves that come out of your spinal cord that go to your different organs and things that a lot of times radiation and surgery is just not an option. So the next thing you turn towards is, trying drugs that are on the market that might work, that might have a chance of working. So I did that, what they call targeted therapies. And, I did that for a couple of years and none of those drugs panned out for me. And then now I'm on clinical trials. So clinical trials, for people who don't know, that's, what happens when the organizations like the National Cancer Institute or pharmaceutical companies go and they try to develop a drug. So a clinical trial, it would be the first time they're trying this drug on a human. Usually they develop in the lab, in a petri dish, and then it goes to a mouse, and then from the mouse to people. So I've been on, now I'm going on to my second clinical trial. I've already been on one that didn't work out for me, unfortunately. My tumors spread, and the ones that I had grew. So now I'm on to another clinical trial. That's an immunotherapy trial that uses your immune system to try to attack the cancer and get rid of it. So I won't go too far into depth into that because it's kind of hard to understand from people who aren't familiar with clinical trials, but I'm hoping that works. Chordoma is just such a, you know, a terrible type of cancer. It's extremely rare. It's only 1 in 1 million people get it a year.
Wow.
So it's extremely rare. About 300 cases in the U.S. a year are new. You know, compare that to breast cancer, which is 300,000 new cases a year. So when your cancer is this rare, pharmaceutical companies and the big cancer charities aren't throwing money at finding a cure because it's just so rare that they, you know, pharmaceutical companies think, you know, why are we going to try to throw money behind finding a cure for chordoma when it's only going to save 300 people
sure.
a year, what we could be spending our money on, something that's going to cure 300,000 people a year, where we can actually make some profit or some money on the drug.
So it's tough.
There's not a lot of research that's going on. The research that is going on is patient-funded through, as you mentioned, the Chordoma Foundation. The Chordoma Foundation is a patient-funded charity. Basically, patients who have chordoma and family members and friends and people who might have some connection to chordoma are donating funds to this charity, and this charity is dedicated 100% to doing research for chordoma and only chordoma, and also to supporting patients. Because, you know, lucky for me, I live in a great area here in New Jersey where we have great hospitals like Memorial Sloan Kettering, where as soon as I saw this mass, I went straight there and I was diagnosed correctly. But over the years, I've talked to many patients who are not diagnosed correctly and they're diagnosed with a different type of cancer and they go through chemotherapy that's wrong for them or, you know, they go down the wrong path. And, you know, a lot of times it takes the Chordoma Foundation reaching out to this website, this charity, that they go to finally get diagnosed with the right type of cancer and be pointed in the right direction to the right doctors and the right clinical trials if they're on that step. So the foundation
I tell you, that is definitely so true because over the years, I've been impacted by that same thing, whether it be a friend or a family member who says, you know, they went to such and such hospital and they were misdiagnosed, and that truly set them back right off from the beginning.
Yeah, of course. It's. I'm so fortunate that I wasn't misdiagnosed off the bat because I can't imagine if I was. Because when I was diagnosed, my tumor was so close to my S1 vertebrae, my spine. And if there's any doctors on the call, they'll know that the S1 vertebrae, the nerves that come out of that vertebrae go to your legs, to your leg function. So if I was misdiagnosed and went on the wrong treatment and my cancer spread into that vertebrae, I would have lost my ability to walk. And because of my surgery that I had, my ability to walk is not as good as it was before, but I can still get around. So I'm fortunate. But it's just it's a slow-growing cancer, but it's relentless. It just keeps coming back. And, you know, I go to these, you know, conferences that we have with Chordoma Foundation about every other year, and I meet, you know, children who have this cancer, and it just breaks my heart. It's one thing to be diagnosed at 30, but then it's another thing to see, you know, little babies who are born with it and children who are in grammar school and kids who are in high school who just have their childhood disrupted by this disease. And it doesn't discriminate. There's, you know, people all over the world get it, male and female. Children are born with it. People later in their life, in their 70s, have had it develop. And we just don't know. The medical community doesn't know what causes it. There's no link to environmental factors. As I mentioned, there's no genetic history of it running in families. It's believed it is some kind of mutation within our DNA, as they believe most of the medical community believes most cancers are some kind of mutation in your DNA causes, you know, your cells to divide like this to create the cancer, but they're just not sure exactly what part of your DNA that is, or what cells, or what's triggering it.
Now, Tiffany, you mentioned we have pretty much post it to all of our, we have about 1 million followers on social media and whatnot, and I'm sure they're listening right now, and we got a lot of emails for questions and whatnot to ask our guests and whatnot, and one of them is most people have no clue about clinical trials, and I know you mentioned that you're in your second clinical trial now. Is this something, in your opinion, since you've been a part of it, that is it something hard to get into, or is this something that pretty much once you get diagnosed with a particular cancer that you can pave the way to get into these programs, or do you notice that it's difficult to get into some of these clinical trials?
Well, I would say for people with a rare cancer like mine, you're going to find it difficult to get into these clinical trials because a lot of these clinical trials that the pharmaceutical companies are running or ones that our government, the National Cancer Institute, are running, they're targeting major cancers like prostate cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer. So, you know, there's not a clinical trial being developed that's, you know, by a pharmaceutical company that's targeting choroma. So to get into these clinical trials, if you have a rare cancer, you really need a good oncologist who's going to advocate for you, who will make the case for you to be accepted. And a lot of times, charities like the Choroma Foundation, they will even give a grant to some of these clinical trials to say, hey, can you, you know, we think there's a link in your clinical trial to what might be causing the cancer in our patients. You know, if we give you a grant, will you please let some of our patients in? But it's not, you know, I would say if you're first diagnosed with whatever type of cancer, you know, obviously go with what your oncologist is saying. If there is a treatment that's on the market that's approved for your cancer and there's a good rate of treatment, like they'll tell you, okay, if you go on X drug and do radiation as a follow-up, there's a 90% cure rate, well, then that's the path you want to take than trying to get into a clinical trial. But if you have exhausted, you know, let's say there is nothing on the market to treat your cancer, like in my case, then you want to look into clinical trials and see what might make sense. For me, the immunotherapy trials seem like they might make sense, using your immune system to try to fight the cancer, because every day your immune system, everyone has cancer cells, and your immune system usually is able to fight them off and get rid of them. It's just something happens to cancer patients where these cancer cells get out of control. But it takes some steps. It's not like you can just call up a clinical trial and say, hey, I saw this clinical trial on clinicaltrials.gov. I want to participate. Let me in. No, you have to qualify. Your doctor is going to have to advocate for you to be a participant. And then they're going to have you go through some pre-testing. So I know in my case, you know, for my clinical trials that I've applied to, you know, first you go down and you do scans, because first they want to make sure that they can measure your tumor accurately. I did a blood test to look for things like, do I have the HIV virus? Do I have certain forms of hepatitis? Because that might disqualify me from certain clinical trials. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the doctors running these clinical trials are going to want to make sure that you're a right fit for their trial. So it takes a little bit of time, even before you're accepted. I'd say by the time you apply to when you're accepted is at least a couple months. And okay. These trials, they want you also to have no other treatment in your system. So, you know, when you go on to a clinical trial, you can't do radiation or do another drug while you're in a clinical trial. So you have to be sure that the clinical trial that you want to do is going to be right for you, because you have to keep in mind that once you're on it, you know, you're going to lose your spot if you want to step out to do radiation or do a surgery or to try some other type of medication.
Wow. Now, Tiffany, have you experienced that there's a lot of support groups out there, not only for that specific type of cancer, but we had a lot of people email over that they were recently diagnosed and whatnot. Do you find it easy to get yourself involved in a support group, or do you find that to be far and few between?
I think the support groups, most hospitals have a support group if you're going to a cancer center. Most cancer centers have a support group. I know there's a lot of breast cancer support groups, because I know I have a lot of friends with breast cancer, and it seems like there's just a lot of resources for people with breast cancer. But also for, I found just a general cancer support group. If you talk to the hospital that you're getting treated at or the cancer center you're getting treated at, ask about, you know, if they have any support groups there. They probably do. And I know even for myself, I've been treated at a few different places, but, you know, I was at Sloan Kettering for a while. And a lot of people who get treated at Sloan Kettering don't necessarily live in the New York City area, but they have a lot of WebEx support groups, which is nice. So if you're not feeling that well and you don't want to get out of bed and actually drive to a support group to meet people face-to-face, I seem to find that there are quite a few of these online call-in or WebEx support groups. So I think that is a great resource. I've done it myself, and I've met so many friends through it who understand what you're going through, because, you know, your family is going to be supportive, your friends are going to be supportive, but no one really understands except for the people who are going through it themselves. So
absolutely.
I think if you definitely, if you have opportunity to participate in a support group, if you have cancer, do it. At first, I thought it was something that wasn't for me, like, oh, I don't know if I need that. And then my oncologist kind of just said, just go, just try it. And I have friends to this day from that support group that I did back in 2013 who are still my really good friends. So I think it's something everyone should do if they have cancer.
Now, with chordoma being so rare, since you've been affected by it, have you met anyone else affected with chordoma?
I have. Obviously, there's not a lot of us chordoma patients, but because it is so rare, there was a Facebook group started for chordoma patients by the Chordoma Foundation. They kind of started this Facebook group for people just to kind of talk to each other, because it's not like I'm going to meet a chordoma patient when I go to my regular oncologist. It's just so rare that I'm not going to meet someone locally. But I've been able, through Facebook and online means, to be able to connect to people in different states with chordoma and be able to talk with them over the phone. And in some cases, you know, if we were in the same area at the same time, meet with them in person and talk about, you know, what kind of treatments they had gone through and how they're feeling and different things they're trying, which has been great. So I think that's also for a lot of rare cancers. You know, if there is a charity that supports your rare cancer, ask them if there is someone that you could talk to, you know, who has the same disease as you do, or if there's any kind of online community, like a Facebook group that might have started that, you can reach out and talk to other people with your disease.
Chordoma in particular, would you highly recommend the chordomafoundation.org for more information?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it really is the only place to go to learn about chordoma. When I was diagnosed, my doctor originally told me that I had cancer, and he told me I had chordoma, and I'm looking at him like, CrossFit, like, what is chordoma? He told me, you know, he wrote down the chordomafoundation.org, and he said, go to this website, you know, and that's where you can learn all about it. And you can reach out to them for more information, you know. So it is the only resource on the Internet that's going to be accurate. I know if you Google chordoma, even 7 to 8 years ago, there was bad information on the Internet saying that it wasn't cancer, where it really is. So if you want good information, definitely go to the chordomafoundation.org website and learn about the disease. It'll have many different statistics as far as life expectancy, how many people are diagnosed with the disease, as well as information about the foundation, what kind of research they're doing, how, you know, recommendations for doctors you can see. It's just a wealth of information, and it's accurate. It's the only place I recommend people to go if they're diagnosed with chordoma.
So, everyone, that's chordomafoundation.org. Check it out. It really has a plethora of information about it and whatnot. And it's also got a link for you to donate and whatnot. You got to check it out, chordomafoundation.org. You know, lastly, Tiffany, ever since we said you were going to come on the show, a lot of people have emailed and whatnot, and especially some patients that were just recently diagnosed with cancer. Being someone who's a true fighter like yourself, who's been going through this for several years now, is there any message that you can speak to everyone, especially those patients who have just been recently diagnosed with what you've been through? Any message that you can share with, you know, how to battle and fight this and what you could do on a daily basis?
Yeah, absolutely. I know when you're first diagnosed, it feels like your whole world is crashing down. It feels like, you know, a gigantic wrench has been thrown in your life. Like, now I have cancer. You know, my new questions, can I just keep working? You know, what about my family? You know, how is my treatment going to affect my day-to-day life? Try not to get overwhelmed. I know for me, trying to just, you know, yes, do everything my doctor said, do my surgery, do my treatment, but try to live life as if cancer wasn't in the picture. So for me, like, my husband and I, we kept our plans. You know, we were living in a condo at the time. We always wanted to move into a house. You know, we kept, you know, our promise to look for houses and to move. You know, we'd like to have children one day. That's still a plan of ours. For a while, I stopped working because I was just too busy with treatment. But then after a while, I felt well enough to go back to work and went back to work. And I know that's great for me just to be able to work, to be able to keep my mind off of cancer and treatment and kind of the day-to-day bog of that. And, you know, keep doing things, you know, try not to, I see a lot of people sometimes get cancer and it fall into depression or just why me or anger. You know, try to keep yourself positive and keep doing things, keep, you know, going out with your friends, even if you don't feel like it that day, you know, it's bound to brighten your day once you get out and you're around family and friends. Just try to be positive, you know, hope for the best, expect the best, and just keep living your life the way you should. You know, keep going on your vacations. Don't let cancer interrupt your life. Even though, you know, you probably feel like it is, you know, just try to do your best to, you know, keep scheduling your vacations. And, you know, if you feel up to it, keep working, keep, you know, going to family and friends' birthday parties. Try to keep, you know, your spirits up and keep living your life as normal as you can. That's what I've done, and I think it's helped me a lot to just stay positive and, you know, not let this drag me down.
Awesome. Listen, Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. You are truly an inspiration to all of us. Thank you very much. You're an absolute angel. Thank you again for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. I really appreciate it.
Thank you again, Tiffany. Have a great night.
You too. Take care.
Okay, everyone. That was Tiffany Benner. She is absolutely positively amazing. If you want to find out more about Cordoma, go to cordomafoundation.org. You'll find a plethora of information, and you could also donate for the cause. Tiffany, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. That was an absolute amazing segment tonight. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. I hope everyone learned a little bit about and took that message to heart, okay? So moving the show along, our next guest is actually a real estate agent here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. She takes professionalism to another level. This woman is a true friend of mine. She's been in the real estate business for years, several years. She's always been involved in some way, shape, or form with charity and charitable events, especially in our community and whatnot. And she is by far a very professional businesswoman. When you speak with her about real estate, whether it's listing, whether it's sales, she's always on par and she's extremely, extremely professional. She literally takes the notion of doing real estate full time to another level. She almost reminds me a little bit of myself a little bit. She always gives you her straightforward answer, and she always strives for constant client satisfaction. Everyone, please welcome to the Glenn Kelly Real Estate's own. Please welcome to the show, Glenn Kelly Real Estate's own, Sherry Donovan. Sherry, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Sherry. How are you making out tonight?
I'm doing great tonight. Thank you. And thanks for having me on.
It's an absolute pleasure. Are you enjoying the show tonight?
Yes, I am. It was really, really awesome.
Okay. So let me ask you a question, Sherry. How many years have you been in real estate?
Well, I've actually been in real estate for 10 years. I've done some property management. I've worked with multifamily housing, and I've also worked with some investors as well.
Okay. So you've got 10 years, so you've definitely been there and seen it all, I would say, huh?
Pretty much.
Now, what would you say is the most important part of every real estate transaction?
Well, I would say the most important part of every real estate transaction would have to be the client, because without the client, there wouldn't be a transaction.
This is true. And I definitely know you are by far when you come to Glenn Kelly Real Estate, you're always available. You, like when I said before, you take full time to a new level. That is true. You're always available, right?
Absolutely, 24/7, just like Glenn Kelly Real Estate.
That is absolutely positively what I like to hear. So how are you enjoying your career here so far at Glenn Kelly Real Estate?
Oh, my goodness, Glenn. I am absolutely over the moon at the wonderful opportunity that I've been given by joining Glenn Kelly Real Estate. There's just no other company compared.
I just want to overemphasize on that. Sherry's been with other companies and whatnot, and thus far, Sherry, who is the greatest broker of all time? You could say it.
Of course, Glenn Kelly.
All right. So now, what do you think is I always boast that we are a true family real estate team. What do you think is your favorite part of being involved in that family team aspect?
Oh, I would say my favorite part of being involved in that is that it's a true family. It's completely different than any other real estate team or organization you may be involved with. Each and every realtor there is there for each other. We really do cheer each other on. We're there to answer questions and help each other through transactions, whether that's helping you fill out your first contract, or even if it's not your first contract and you're just a little rusty, maybe you haven't done it for a little while, or you just forget, or you just, you know, blanked out for a second. Somebody's always there to step up and help.
What kind of advice would you give the newbies? We are constantly, especially myself being a broker of record, I am constantly approached by people saying, what do I do? I'm new to real estate. What do I do? You've been in the business for 10 years, Sherry. What advice would you give the newcomers in real estate?
Well, I think, first of all, I would say one of the first things you always learn in real estate is location, location, location. But what I tell new people is follow up, follow up, follow up. That's your business. Follow up, do what you say. Under-promise and over-deliver, always.
Awesome. Now, I also, when I was giving you your intro and whatnot, I mentioned that Sherry's always involved with charitable organizations and whatnot, which obviously makes her a great fit for Glenn Kelly Real Estate. What are some of the charitable organizations that you're involved in?
Well, one of them is, as you know, we're getting ready to do the Polar Bear Plunge coming up in Seaside on February 20th. Awesome. Can't wait to freeze. it's definitely for a great cause. So everybody should come out. It's going to be a great time. That's one that I do. Also, most people that know me know that I'm involved with dogs and animal rescue. Particularly the no-kill shelters, and I'm also deeply involved with Habitat for Humanity.
Awesome. So you have a lot on your plate. You definitely have a lot on your plate.
I do. I do.
So now I also know you're intricately involved with side business and whatnot, with landscaping and whatnot. And let that be said, that also full-time to a new level in real estate. And I know you've been able to help so many people, give the quote-unquote green thumb to so many sellers in order to make that curb appeal happen to improve their home for sale and whatnot. Briefly, can you tell us about what kind of landscaping services Gemini Lawns provides?
Yeah, absolutely. Gemini Lawns is a great company, and they can offer you tree removal, cut back your trees. If you need, as you said, if you need curb appeal, if you need your house to be cleaned up a little bit with the yard, we can offer that. There's just so many things. Your best bet is to give them a call and get your free estimate. You can give them a call at 732-678-8681. And Joe will answer all your questions.
Awesome. Amazing. Listeners, if you want to speak to a real estate professional, someone who will treat you right from start to finish, you need to reach out to Sherry Donovan. Hit her up. Go to glennkelly.com, www.glennkelly.com. Go to agents. You'll find Sherry Donovan. You will not be disappointed. Sherry, thank you so much for coming on tonight's show. Nothing but love for you. Thank you again. I am sure I will see you very, very soon.
You will. Thanks, Glenn. Good night and good luck.
You got it. Have a great night, Sherry. Thank you again.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone. That was Sherry Donovan, a 10-year veteran in real estate. And who's she hanging her license with? The greatest broker of all time, Glenn Kelly. Okay? And that's why we only deal with people that are looking to supersede. And really, like what I always say, we are revolutionizing real estate. So if you want to be a part of that, you really need to contact Glenn Kelly Real Estate if you want to become a part of that. Now, my next guest is also an agent here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. She is the coordinator of charitable affairs here at Glen Kelly Real Estate. She's a veteran agent herself, and she's very fine-tuned into the charitable scene. She has devoted a lot of her life to charity, and that is something that that really warms my heart. You know, obviously, you know, every single thing that Glen Kelly Real Estate does with charity, and when I found out that this particular agent really, really does a lot for charity, that definitely got her an in here at Glen Kelly Real Estate. Now, she has worked hand-in-hand with Stacy with the charitable events here at Glen Kelly Real Estate, and she's a true superstar in real estate. I've said that before on a previous show. She is always available, always available. She's another full-time real estate agent. She is always available to service all of your real estate needs. Please give me the opportunity to bring on, give a warm welcome to Mindy Reynolds. Mindy, are you there?
I'm here, Glenn. Good evening.
All right, Mindy, how are you making out this evening?
Great. How are you?
All right. Well, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the entire show yet.
I listened to a little bit of it.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, it's definitely going to be one of the most memorable shows. We really had a lot of good conversations tonight. So let me get right to you, Mindy. You're here with Glen Kelly Real Estate and whatnot. Naturally, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm going to say it's probably the greatest real estate company on the planet. Would that be factual?
Yes. Yes, it would.
All right. That's what I like to hear, Mindy. All right. So moving right along, you've been involved with so many charity events here at Glen Kelly Real Estate. What do you think would be your favorite and why?
Probably the football camp where I think there were 20 kids that were sponsored that maybe, you know, wouldn't have otherwise been able to do it. And we were there. We got to see all the kids enjoying it and thanking you. And, you know, they got to see the pros, and then they got to watch the pro versus heroes game. I think it was just a very enjoyable event.
That was actually a pretty cool event. I remember that. We had our little we're actually the only place there that had a setup there. We were giving away free promotional items and whatnot. It was a really, really fun time. What would you say is the biggest perk about Glen Kelly Real Estate working here as an agent, maybe versus another company?
I think it's just probably how we're all a team and we help each other, and also we can speak to our broker at any time.
Yeah, that's definitely. I'm in the business 22 years, and you know, I was fortunate enough when I was at another company way back in the day to have a great manager and whatnot. We're still friends to this day, so I know he's listening tonight. So props out to you, Gary, amazing guy. But most people don't have what Mindy has and what all the agents here at Glen Kelly Real Estate have, because I don't even know of another broker of record who sits down and actually knows every single agent they have and just sits down with them and answers all their questions. Usually it's a manager or someone like that who takes over that role. But definitely that is a perk, a huge perk that most agents just, they can't even comment on, because it just doesn't happen in this industry. Now, Mindy, I hear you're going to the Polar Bear Plunge February 20th. Is that right?
That is correct.
Are you looking forward to it, and have you done it prior?
I am. I am super excited. No, this will be my first time, and I'm happy that I'm joining other agents, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun night. Now, make sure that you wear something a little warm when you come out of that water, all right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to be going. I'm going to be there, too. I'm actually going to be going to the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. Mike, I know you're listening. Big props out to Mike Carbone, the owner of Beachcomber Bar and Grill. We're going to be going over there. The limo, Glen Kelly Real Estate, will be riding, styling, and profiling into Seaside Heights. We're all going to be there for the Polar Bear Plunge. It's going to be a great time. Now, Mindy, with all of the charity events and whatnot that Glen Kelly Real Estate partakes in, what event are you most looking forward to?
Probably our annual event that you do. I'm sure you're going to have several surprises like you do every year. Absolutely can't wait.
Yeah, every single year what Mindy's referencing is I hold a big, big show every single year like clockwork. And it's basically showing my appreciation to all the agents and our success and whatnot in all these years. And out of everyone that you went to, what do you think was your favorite, Mindy?
Probably the wrestlers, all the wrestlers that were there. The kids, I think, really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the best. That was one of the best events yet that we've had. So tell us about your personal page on glennkelly.com. What's unique about your page in particular?
I think the most unique thing is I have several pictures on there of all the charities that I've participated in while I've been at Glenn Kelly Real Estate.
Nice. Yeah, you got to check out Mindy Reynolds. Go to www.glennkelly.com. Go to agents and scroll down to Mindy Reynolds, and you can see you've been a part of all of them. Like you said, the NFL charity fundraiser, Hoobastank, the huge one. I mean, that was by far. I mean, who had name me a real estate company anywhere, and I don't care if they're the big balloon company or the big yellow sign company. I don't care what they are. Name me a real estate company that has an international star band like Hoobastank come and put on a show. You can't find one. It just doesn't happen anywhere. And the best part about it is it was all for charity. Glenn Kelly Real Estate brings in Hoobastank all for charity. Mindy, did you have a good time at that Hoobastank concert?
I had a fabulous time. It was amazing.
Awesome. So let me ask you this, Mindy. I know recently you've been picking up with your business and whatnot. You've been doing really well and whatnot. Oh, and congratulations. You got some new car magnets.
Yes, I did. They're awesome.
So now I mentioned that you have partaken in a lot of different charities and whatnot, even outside of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Do your clients mostly, gear towards you because of this involvement with all these charities?
Some of them do, yes.
You know that we're involved with a huge fundraiser that we're putting together right now and whatnot. It's going to be absolutely off the hook and whatnot for cancer research and whatnot. Now, What do you think is special about being a part of this? I know that you and Stacy work hand in hand putting all these charity events together and whatnot. I know you really can't say much because everything is not, with the I's dotted and T's crossed. But how do you feel partaking in something like cancer research? How does that hit you? How does that hit home being a part of something that's going to be so huge?
Yeah, it really hits home. I've had, several family members pass due to cancer, and I have an aunt that actually is fighting breast cancer for the second time right now, and I feel like being a part of this, I'm helping in, some way.
Absolutely. No, and you definitely are. I was telling Stacy, who's coming on next, I was telling her that, we got something big in the works, and definitely special thanks to Mindy Reynolds for being a part of it and getting everything going. There's a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that needs to be done in order to make these events, just like that one at the Beachcomber. Mindy was intricately involved and whatnot. And, getting 15 superstars, real superstars in the business of wrestling, over to the Beachcomber is quite the task in itself. the flights, the hotel accommodations, the food, this, that, the other thing, setting them up, having a great charity event, getting the kids in and whatnot with Eternal Tranquility's Dreams Come True program, getting everything up and running. It's not easy, but we did it. We had everything go smooth sailing. We're going to move on. Mindy, I just want to tell you, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. That's Mindy Reynolds. You got to check her out, glennkelly.com. Go to agent, scroll down to Mindy Reynolds. Take a look at all the pictures and whatnot that she has from being involved in the charities here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. She's a superstar in real estate. You will not be disappointed. Hook up with Mindy Reynolds. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. Mindy, thank you so much for coming on to the show tonight on Tycoon Takeover. Thank you again, Mindy.
Thank you, Glenn. Thanks for having me on. Have a good night.
You got it. Have a great night.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much, Mindy. So we had a great show tonight, and we're still not done because now one of the best parts of the show is to actually talk about what we love to do, and that is charity and get involved with charities and whatnot. So let's bring on our next guest. She is the Assistant Director of Charitable Affairs here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, and she's also an amazing, talented, licensed sales associate here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate as well. Right now, please welcome to the show, Stacy Angus. Stacy, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. How are you making out this evening?
I'm good. I just have to say, I was listening at the end of Mindy, and she has the cutest voice. If I've never told you, Mindy, I love your cute little accent.
There you go, Mindy.
It reminds me of being back in Tennessee.
And that is not a reason enough to go to use Mindy Reynolds as a realtor. That it is. Use it for her accent. Good job, Mindy.
Exactly. We like the Southern accents. My mama has one.
So Stacy, there's all these new developments going on with Glenn Kelly Real Estate and all of these intense charitable involvements with the company. You must be one busy little bee. So tell us, what's going on? Maybe you could start off with the Polar Bear Plunge. What's going on with the Polar Bear Plunge?
Okay, well, you already mentioned that we're going to be taking the limo, which is awesome. There's going to be 7 Glenn Kelly Real Estate agents who are actually a part of a larger group called the Cat Crew. We're going to be plunging to benefit the Special Olympics. So far, we've raised a little over $400, which has almost doubled since last week, which is amazing.
Wow.
It all goes right to the Special Olympics. This is going to be taking place February 20th at 1 p.m. However, we're going to get there a little earlier, probably about 9, 10, just because it does get pretty packed. So, you know, if you want to come hang out with us, we'll be warming up at the Beachcomber after, have some drinks, and meet some of the Glenn Kelly crew.
Awesome, awesome. So that's the Polar Bear Plunge, Seaside Heights, February 20th. Go down there, register, partake. Go to glennkelly.com. You can find out information on the Polar Bear Plunge. Get yourself involved and whatnot. Go out, partake in something really, really special for the Special Olympics and whatnot. And look at the money that we've raised. Congrats to everyone raising that kind of money for the Special Olympics. That is absolutely, positively amazing, Stacy.
Yeah, it's definitely a great cause.
Now, were you able to hear earlier? We had the iconic Tiffany Benner on the show. Were you able to hear that?
Yes. Tiffany is just amazing. I've known her since high school. She's just an inspiring, positive person. As you said, beautiful inside and out. She always has been. You know, since we were 14 years old, she's just been, I don't know, a breath of fresh air. Just such a good, genuine person. So, you know, those of you, I'm sure you said it a few times, but donate at CordomaFoundation.org. And already I think she's raised close to $15,000. I know her goal is $20,000. And, you know, we need to find a cure because she's just such a good person and she shouldn't have to suffer like she is.
Yeah, one of the things that really hit home is when she said, I know I've lost many people to cancer, you've lost many people to cancer, and she was mentioning that, number one, she's super young and whatnot, no history of cancer whatsoever, and she's just thinking she had back pain and whatnot, goes to the doctor, and boom, you get blown away with a diagnosis like this. I mean, it's just, it throws you for a loop because cancer does not discriminate. It doesn't care if you make $5 a year or $5 million a year. She hit it right on the nose. Every single thing she said, you know, hats off to her. She has such an iconic presence that she had on the show tonight. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tiffany Benner, again, for coming on to Tycoon Takeover, because you really shed light on a lot of things. I hope everybody really enjoyed her coming on the show tonight. To me, it was absolutely positively amazing. What a beautiful person inside and outside.
Definitely.
So, Stacy, tell us about Truce Yoga.
Okay, I mentioned last week that Truce, which is located in Toms River, they're going to be hosting a monthly donation class to support the Glenn Kelly Real Estate Quest to Battle Cancer. For more information, you can go to truceyoga.com or visit them on Facebook. They're going to be posting, if they haven't already, they'll be posting soon when those donation classes will be taking place.
Okay, awesome. So that was, what was that website again, Stacey?
It's Truce, T-R-U-C-E, yoga.com.
Awesome. So take a look at it. It's awesome. Again, getting involved with something, if you love doing yoga, yeah, you can get involved and you can actually help people out at the same time. So Stacey, my dear, I know that we have huge, huge announcements coming very soon. And earlier on the show, I was plugging some things. I know we can't say a lot of things on tonight's episode here, but we are going to be coming out pretty soon with some phenomenal information that's really mind-blowing when you think about it. I know we have sat down for hours going over intricate ways that Glen Kelly Real Estate can really tie into our charitable involvement and whatnot. Is there anything that you can say, obviously without, you know, giving everything away and whatnot, is there anything that you can say about all the time and effort? You know, a lot of people come to me all the time and talk about, I want to get involved with charity, and they like to pitch an idea and then they walk. You know what I mean? Not our agents, but people on the outside, they pitch ideas to me all the time. Can you just tell our listeners and whatnot, yourself, what Mindy, several other agents in the company, every single agent at the company, when we come up with a charity, they jump in, every single one, and they become a part of it. Is there something that you could tell our listeners that goes? Can you tell our listeners what goes on behind closed doors when one of these events is coming up? Like, what really goes on in the time and the pressure and everything like that that's on the agents to make the event successful?
There's a lot that goes into it. Right now, we're in the beginning stages of working things out for Soulstational, and we've been working with local organizations. It's just a lot of getting out there, you know, making those connections with people who will help you. Every little step, like booking flights, arranging transportation for people that we're bringing in. For example, the last event, I think we brought in about 10 wrestlers, and just working out who's going to pick up who, where they're staying, working with local hotels and, you know, trying to find a place where we could get a block of rooms. And, you know, there's so much that goes into it, but I love every second of it. And every single person who's involved, Mindy, Holly, Judy, everyone with Glen Kelly Real Estate, Sherry, she's new. She's joining us on a bunch of things this week that we're doing. And they just, it's our passion. So, you know, when that day comes and it all pulls together and you see what you've been working so hard on just come into play, it's all worth it. All the hard work and everything, it wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, it's definitely, just so everyone's listening, it is countless hours that we spend behind the scenes to put these charitable events on. And believe me when I tell you, when it touches someone in a way that's never been done before, and we actually make a difference, that's what it's all about. Stacey, I'm going to let you go. I am very elated to be a part of so many big things that are coming up soon here at Glen Kelly Real Estate. It's truly a blessing for me and Glen Kelly Real Estate and all of my agents. Stacey, thank you so much for coming on to tonight's show, beautiful. We will definitely hear from Stacey next week, right here on Tycoon Takeover. And she's going to really, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to drop some bombshells on everyone. So thank you very much, beautiful, for coming on the show. Have a great night. Night-night.
Night-night. Bye.
Okay, so everyone, I would like to personally thank you for tuning in to tonight's Tycoon Takeover. It was absolutely my pleasure. Everyone here at Glen Kelly Real Estate would like to invite you into our studio every single Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here at blogtalkradio.com/Glen Kelly. And you could also visit us online at www.glenkelly.com. Wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. Much love to everyone. I will see you next week, and thank you so much for all the guests that appeared tonight on Tycoon Takeover. Much love. Thank you very much.
Meet Glen Kelly.
You can see their hardwood floors throughout the home. Is that Glen Kelly?
Hey, Glen.
Glen is broker of record of Glen Kelly Real Estate.
Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor.